Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Instructor, and Spiritual Teacher. Thank you for listening to the Healing Soul. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about labyrinths, a walk in remembering, connecting to your soul in a sacred labyrinth. You'll find them all over the United States, all over the world, in fact, going back thousands and thousands of years in Greece and Egypt and all over. They're on cave drawings. And labyrinths are a great way to set an intention, to walk slowly or whatever pace feels right to you, and just to connect to Mother Earth and to the elements. And connecting to nature through the elements and Mother Earth, and by walking a labyrinth and remembering why your soul came here. There's so many ways to slow down and connect to Mother Earth and to really ground yourself and root yourself and receive messages. You know, everyone listening, when you go for a walk in nature, that peaceful feeling always comes over you. And I'm sure you have a favorite place where you go and just to relax and to feel peace and to connect. And I want you to think right now, you listening, ask yourself, what is your favorite space? Where do you go to hike or to walk on a regular basis to clear your mind and to really connect to nature? And I bet each and every one of you instantly thought of a sacred space that you love to go. And talking about nature, everybody knows the five elements. And of course, when you go for a walk or if you walk a labyrinth, I always take my shoes off and I connect to Mother Earth and feeling the resonance of Mother Earth. And when you think of the earth, you see yourself grounding and connecting to it. So just nourishing yourself, feeling rooted and connected to nature, and just imagine that energy coming up through the earth, through the soles of your feet. And it just makes you feel grounded, makes you feel safe and balanced. And like I said, walking barefoot in the backyard, even on the grass, or gardening, you feel connected. And when I garden, it's almost like meditation to me. And then going on to water, think of the last time where you stood by a lake or a stream and you heard that water splashing over the rocks. It's just a soothing, rhythmic sound that instantly brings peace. It does for me, that's for sure. And my middle name, Rombach, actually means meandering stream. And if I ever need to renew myself, I take a walk by the lake or even just a small stream, any kind of water, or I play a video where you hear the water splashing on the rocks. And if you think of water, think of emotional cleansing, looking out at that lake, feeling your intuition. I know for me, the Paradise, Michigan, by the water, my intuition is off the charts there. So if you ever get a chance, visit Paradise, Michigan. It's absolutely beautiful in the Upper Peninsula. It really does increase your creativity, your intuition, and just flows emotional healing when you're by the water. And for me, I sit on a rock or a bench and I just look out at the waves, or you can shut your eyes and just hear that lapping water. And it's just so peaceful. It gets you in connection with being compassionate for others and for yourself. And it's just so soothing. Now I want us to go to a campfire. If you've gone camping recently or if you did as a child, just think of laughing with family and friends and feeling the warmth of that fire on your face. And you just watch the dancing flames and you feel energized. And fire and passion and transformation, it just gives you a connection to the elements that are so powerful. And you think of transformation, you think of the fire burning the wood and the different colors and the creativity coming off the fire and the warmth that you get from it. And you cook your food on it, you get nourishment from it. So just getting in connection with what your soul is passionate about and just receiving messages. And now I want you to go on a nature hike, like when you just thought of your sacred space where you love to go. Breathe in the fresh air and the mountains as you hike up the mountain. Stop and look at the wildflowers and just connect and breathe in that mountain air. I know everybody listening can think of a time or a place where they went on a hike and just the air smells fresh, or right after it rains, you feel lighter, your lungs feel good, you breathe in that nourishing air. And it really gives you clarity and connection and inspiration. And it connects you to your higher self. And especially if you're hiking in the mountains, you can get divine messages that come in. And now, the final thing that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about feeling the ether or your spirit or that energy that's around you in your auric field. That's your ether, your spirit, or the akasha, that energy field that surrounds your body, and that when you meet somebody new, you feel their energy field too. And the ether is subtle, it's infinite for eternity, it never goes away, it's with us always. We can expand it in meditation to connect to spirit and to heaven. So it can be from the microcosm to the macrocosm. But it's infinitely and eternally with us. And when you think of the ethers, think of the subtle body and your aura that surrounds your body, those light energies vibrating your vibration to the world. And connecting your consciousness with universal consciousness is that ether, that Akashic records that we've talked about, where you can look at your life from the past, present, and future. You can ask questions where everything is in eternity in that spacious ether that is you and around you. That feeling of being connected, like I said, to eternity and that connection to all things. And I know we're talking about the labyrinths today too. But these are all different modalities that we can use to activate our intuition and connecting with earth and air and water and fire and the ethers are all ways to open and awaken our intuition and to activate that third eye. And imagine your third eye opening up when you're on a hike in the mountain. Visualize your chakras clearing and spinning. Sit on a rock and do a meditation. Better yet, go to Sedona, Arizona, and meditate on a vortex. It's intense energy, and your intuition will open up. And I've done past podcasts on vortex too. Talk to your spirit guides when you're on a nature hike. Ask questions of the universe and ask for answers. And working with the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether are a way to connect your whole self with everything in nature and in heaven, connecting that infinite loop back from heaven to earth and earth to heaven, and having that opening and awakening of your third eye and the synchronicities, those doors magically opening for you in your life. And now, talking about labyrinths, if you look at labyrinths throughout times, they're a metaphysical modality to connect to your soul. And as you walk the path of the labyrinth, you can learn your soul's path too. And I don't know if you listening have walked a labyrinth, but it's almost like a prayer or a meditation or a spiritual happening. My favorite labyrinth is across from the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island in Michigan. If you've never been there, it's a beautiful island where no cars are allowed. You ride your bikes around, or you take a carriage ride that are horse-drawn carriages around the island. And across from the Grand Hotel, there is a tea garden with a labyrinth. And like I said, a labyrinth is a single path, and it's got a winding pattern that you walk through, you pause in the center, and then you go back out again. And a labyrinth is one clear path. Just like before you came back in this lifetime, your soul decided on your soul's path. A labyrinth can reconnect you and transform you to connect once again with your soul's path. Take that journey through the labyrinth, that walk to remember, remembering what your soul came here to do. And you can ask before you enter the labyrinth, what did I come back in this lifetime to do? And then pause for a moment and walk slowly through the labyrinth. And as you're entering, let go of any thoughts, still your mind, and like I said, pause in the center and imagine that divine connection between you and the universe and your soul. And just pause and reflect. And then as you exit the labyrinth, you can open your third eye and open your intuitive heart for the answers or the answer that you asked. Or if you didn't have a specific question, you can ask for guidance and inklings as you exit to enter your daily life, and they will. And what a labyrinth did for me is it deepened my connection with my soul self or my higher self. And I always envision opening my intuitive heart to connect with universal heart and your heartbeat connecting with the universe's heartbeat and having that infinite eternal connection to receive messages, to get insights, and to transform your life and to connect with your inner peace. So labyrinths are just such a sacred spiritual tool that is like a prayer or meditation. And they're all over, like I said, the United States. They're all over the world. And you can Google the area that you're going to, say on summer vacation, and look up if there's any labyrinths that you can walk. And they go back, like I said, to ancient Crete and Greece. And Gothic cathedrals had labyrinths that you can walk. And then the newer ones have been custom made with spiritual centers or parks or libraries or private gardens. There's a beautiful lavender labyrinth in Michigan. And it's so many different labyrinths. They've been so creative. Like I said, it's intention setting, it's asking questions, it's being mindful, and then it's connecting to your spiritual awareness, not only through the elements that you're out, you're breathing in the fresh air, you're walking the single path of your soul through the labyrinth, you're connecting to Mother Nature and to your infinite soul self. So, labyrinths can be a really powerful way. If you feel lost right now and you need to connect back to your soul. And like I said, if you haven't been to Mackinac Island in Michigan and the Grand Hotel, it's just beautiful, even if you don't stay there, just to walk around and to experience the island, it's beautiful. And then I mentioned the Lavender Labyrinth and Herb Garden, that's in Mears, Michigan. And if you're traveling, you can Google labyrinths in the state that you're going to be in. And they're all over Michigan. And on summer vacation, it's just a cool thing, even if you do it with your kids or family, or if you're by yourself. It's just a good way to quiet down and to connect to Mother Nature. We're so busy in our lives. So just something to think about on your next travel. And I always do a meditation. And today's meditation is a walk to remember, levitating through a labyrinth. And obviously, if you're driving, you can't do the meditation right now. But if you're at home, or if you can, if it's nice day where you are, kick your shoes off, go sit on the grass and connect to Mother Earth. We're going to take 3 deep breaths. We're going to pause and then exhale loudly. Feel relaxed, feel calm. I want you to visualize standing on Mother Earth with your bare feet. I want you to ground yourself into the earth and connect and let go all the stress out of the bottom of your feet now. Mother Earth is taking it from you and dissolving it. Ah, you feel lighter, you feel more at peace. Let it leave you now. Now envision growing roots into Mother Earth out of the bottom of your feet. Feel Earth's vibration through your soles, coming up your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your throat, your head, out the top of your head and back down again. You feel connected to Mother Earth. You feel grounded. You feel your whole body relax right now. You are in unity with all of nature. You feel completely relaxed and are ready to set your intention. Pause here. Think about what intention you want to set over your life now. What message does your soul need to give you? Or do you have a question that needs answering? Think about what intention you'd like to set now. When you're ready, I want you to enter the labyrinth, slowly walking the path. Take slow, meaningful steps of connection, breathing in air into your lungs. Feel the fresh air. Smell the flowers nearby. I want you, as you breathe in, to surrender into your soul's inner path. I want you to breathe and receive whatever messages come to you now. Feel your heart beating. Connect to your intuitive heart now. Imagine your heart expanding and the light, white light, is just expanding out of your chest, enveloping your whole auric field now, getting higher and higher and higher until it reaches the heavens and down to earth. You are internally and infinitely connected from earth to heaven. Now I want you to feel earth's heartbeat. Boom, boom, boom. Now I want you to feel your heartbeat. Put your hand on your chest and sit in your heart space. It's opening and expanding now. As you sit in your heart light is shooting out of your chest, having compassion for yourself and for everyone around you. You continue walking, being open and allowing to the messages that are coming to you. You're ready to receive them. Your third eye is wide open now. What message are you getting? Ask for your message now. As you exit, a knowingness comes over you and you feel whole. You feel unconditionally loved and you are unstoppable at a soul level. knowing who you are and what you want. Wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And I hope you felt that, and I hope you got an answer. And if you didn't today, you can do it anytime and practice until you receive messages. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's card is discernment, knowing with grace what is right path for you now. Allow the white light to wash all over you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. A clear knowing comes to you for your highest good, discernment over your life. I want to thank each and every soul listening. I really appreciate you. Hit the follow button and share this with a friend. It really helps me to reach more people, and I'm trying to give hope and encouragement through the podcast. You can reach out to me at mbnelson09@gmail.com or go to my website, marybeth333.com, to see what's happening. My latest book, Hope Heals, is on Amazon, and I thank you for your support. And I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.